Just 6 months after the stock market crash that would bring America into the Great Depression, James Addison Baker III arrived at Baptist Hospital in Houston at 7:31 a.m. on April 28, 1930. The long-awaited son of James Addison Baker Jr. and his wife, the elegant society hostess Bonner Means Baker. In the spidery handwriting on his birth certificate, his father's occupation was listed simply as lawyer, although in actuality, he was not only a prominent attorney, but a banker, a builder, a war hero, and a demanding taskmaster who would expect much from the son for whom he had waited through 13 childless years of marriage. Already the Depression raged in Houston and across America. But when baby Jimmy, a big child, weighing in at more than 8 pounds, 3 ounces, came home to the imposing Spanish-style house at 1216 Bissonnette Road that his father had commissioned for the family a few years earlier, he would encounter none of it. The street had recently been renamed for one of his father's fellow World War I heroes, but was still known as Old Poor Farm Road. And in fact, the poorhouse was still there, a few miles away, besieged now with families seeking shelter. But the Bakers were insulated by wealth and color from the economic ravages of the time, and the baby was welcomed home to a newly decorated nursery with a cook, a nanny, and a chauffeur to tend to him. The world that Jimmy was born into had been shaped to a remarkable degree by his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather before him. He lived in a neighborhood of their design, in the shadow of a great new institution of higher learning that they had built and whose affairs they oversaw. He would grow up to play tennis and swim and hunt at clubs that they had helped to found. The city of Houston that boomed around him was named for his great-grandfather's friend, its buildings financed by the bank his family helped to run. The Art Museum and the city's leading social service charity were both started by his grandparents. When he got old enough to go to school, Jimmy would attend Houston's most prestigious private academy. His father, naturally, was chairman of the board. Jimmy would soon grow into a tall boy with a lean, athletic build, a shock of dark, curly hair, an easy disposition, and eyes that gleamed over a good joke. He was smart, crazy about sports, and an indifferent student at best. He saw no injustice he yearned to correct or wrongs to right. As a boy, he wanted nothing more than a rifle and a chance to hunt something. As a young man, he thought mainly of creating a home for his own growing brood. The diplomat who would come to see himself as a guardian of the free world grew up in a very small universe. He had inherited a lot more than a name from his distinguished, demanding forebears. Eventually, it would be his turn to take a place in the law firm that they had built and that had built the family fortune and reputation along with it. He had known this was his course in life since he had known pretty much anything at all. Privilege was his birthright, but it came with formidable demands of duty and discipline. His mother made clear to her son the expectations that awaited him, the fourth, James Addison Baker. "Jimmy," she would say, "you have quite a legacy to live up to." He would be raised to follow the family tradition more than any of the hordes of cousins he grew up with or the younger sister, named Bonner after their mother, who came along just 18 months after he was born. "He was the hero son," said his cousin, Stuart Addison Baker. "He was the person who was expected to succeed in a grand way, and I think even when he was a young man, it was assumed that he would fulfill those expectations." There is no understanding Baker without understanding his family. The Bakers of Texas had always been lawyers, and they passed the profession down to their sons along with the name and the burden of living up to it. The first, James Addison Baker, Jimmy's great-grandfather, born in 1821, had read law after serving as a schoolteacher near Huntsville, Alabama, hitting the books at night until he was admitted to practice at the age of 22. By his early 30s, James Baker was young and ambitious and alone. His first wife, Carolyn Hightower, died 3 years after they married. Just a few months after her death, he and his four brothers abandoned Alabama for Huntsville, Texas, the frontier namesake of their hometown. His late wife's parents had already moved there, part of a wave of slaveholding settlers who embarked on patriarchal migrations from North Alabama, with hundreds of Negroes and their flocks and chattel in heavy wagon trains, as an early historian of the town wrote, coming to Texas in search of cheap land now that the slave economy was exhausting the old states.